Years ago, lakes researcher Carl Watrous found an interesting trend. The water level on Northwoods Lakes, and even the Great Lakes, followed a pattern like a predictable roller coaster. Up and down, up and down.
When we plotted all of those data, going back to the 1930s, they all oscillated together. They were dancing to the same beat. And it was about a 13-year cycle.
Watrous normally works out of the UW-Madison Trout Lake Research Station in Boulder Junction, but work-from-home orders forced me to speak to him on the phone at his home in Presque Isle. Continuing research by Watrous and colleagues revealed surface temperatures in the Pacific Ocean directly impacted water level trends in our lakes. He thought his roller coaster chart was an interesting end of the road for that piece of research.
So we didn't think that this was necessarily connected to anything else that's going on in lakes, except that it was very inconvenient for people to keep taking out docks.
In a separate study, Watrous's team was looking at mercury levels in walleye from the early 1980s to about 2015. They were hoping to find out whether government-mandated mercury emission reductions from industries were having a positive impact on mercury in fish. But they graphed their data and saw another roller coaster, one they had seen before.
So that looked really familiar. So we scrambled and mapped those fish data onto the water level data, and they matched. And it was a complete surprise.
Mercury levels in fish tracked almost perfectly with lake levels.
For a natural system, it's a strong correlation.
You can see an image of how closely the two graphs match at WXPR.org. What was going on? Why did lake levels seem to have more of an effect on mercury in fish than, say, how much mercury was being put into the air by industries? The explanation requires a little biology and a little chemistry. When lake levels drop, new land near the shore is exposed.
The forest marches in, and terrestrial plants grow like a garden in that exposed near-shore sediment.
Then, when water levels rise again, many of the plants die, and the organic matter starts decomposing. In that process, a group of microbes that produce methylmercury eventually takes over.
Methylmercury is the form of mercury, the organic form of mercury, that biomagnifies in food chains and ends up contaminating fish.
That is, a little methylmercury in algae becomes a little more in zooplankton and a little more in organisms that eat the zooplankton and on up the food chain. Once it gets into fish, the amount of mercury is no longer little. At high water, it's often considerable enough to tip the fish over the level the EPA says is safe to eat.
The lows can sometimes dip below the safe consumption level, so the fish are clean, but the highs are typically above the safe consumption level.
Until the last decade or so, the up and down pattern of lake levels and therefore mercury levels in fish has been pretty standard. The roller coaster has stayed on the tracks. But now lake levels are at an all-time high, not long after they dipped to an all-time low last decade. Watrous wonders if these extremes are something we can start to expect in the era of climate change. If so, we could be looking at higher highs and lower lows in our lakes, similarly sending the mercury and fish roller coaster on a wilder ride.
What if climate change is changing the oscillation of lake levels that's going to exacerbate this phenomenon?
Watrous says, like all scientists, he wishes he had a crystal ball. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.